Yitin Yerushalmi, corresponding to Gitin Bavli Daf Mem Vov. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Choftalad Amad Beis at the Mishnah. Meitzias Ishtoi Mishum Shem Ra Le'yakse Mishum Neder Le'yakse. If Reuben divorced his wife due to her ill repute, he may not ever remarry her. If it was due to a vow, he may not remarry her. V'yada Imer Kol Neder She'yada by Rabim Le'yakse V'yada by Rabim Yakse. Yehuda says that if many knew about the vow, he may not remarry her. If not, if it wasn't many that knew about it, then he may remarry her. Rabbi Meir says if the vow required chakiras chacham, which is a chacham must investigate to find a way to permit it, he may not remarry her. If it did not require chakiras chacham, he himself could have annulled it, then he may remarry her. Rav says we forbade remarrying in this case means a vow that doesn't need chakiras chacham, only due to this means a vow that does need chakiras chacham. Amar Beis Rav Yehuda, Maaseh B'Sidon De'Echad She'Amar La'Ishtoi Koinem, he should say Im Eini Megarasheich Girusha Ve'Tiru Lei Chachamim She'Achvirena Mipnei Tekano Eilam. Rav Beis Rav Yehuda says that a case occurred in Sidon in which one told his wife, Koina means he forbade something to himself, if I will not divorce you, and he then divorced her. And Chacham permitted him to remarry her because of Tikkun Olam, means because he vowed there was no need to forbid remarrying her due to Tikkun Olam. The Gemara says, V'tani b'pnei ma omer Chacham ha-meitzi mishum shema le'yachse. The Gemara says, from a writer, why did the Chacham say that one who divorced due to ill repute may not remarry her? Sheri ha-meitzi es ishta mishum shema, v'holcha v'nisus la'acher, v'yaldu v'menu bonim, לאחזמן נמצאו הדברים בדויים, אמר אילו הייתי יודע שהדברים בדויים, אילו היה אדם נסן לי ואשתי מאה מנה להיס מגרשה ונמצא גט בוטל ובנה ממזר. יאן סיזה וון דבוס דיוט אל רפיוט and she married someone else and bought children from him, and after it turns out the ill repute was false, her husband will say, had I known that it was false, even had someone offered me 100 mana for me to divorce her, I would not have divorced her. And it would turn out that the get is bottle and her children are mamzerim. Mitoch she'yodea she'imhu got megarsha she'yasua lachzoiloi afu noisin la get shalem meshawishayna. But due to the enactment that he knows that if he divorces her, she is forbidden to return to him, then he gives her an absolute, unconditional get from the beginning. Tani mipnei ma amu hamitzias ishtoi mishum neder liachzir. The Gemara asks from a writer, why did the Chacham say that one who divorced due to a vow may not remarry her? If one divorced due to a vow, and she married someone else and bore a child from him, and after it turned out that the vow was bottle, because the Chacham permitted it, and her first husband says, had I known that the vow is bottle, even had someone offered me 100 mana, my wife, I would not have divorced her. It turns out the get was bottle, and her children, and her child is a mamzer. Mitoch she'yodea she'imhu megarsha she'yasua lachzoiloi afu noisin laget shalem mishar reshoina, and due to the enactment that he knows if he divorces her, she's forbidden to return to him, then he gives her an unconditional get from the beginning. Amar v'zeira teda lechash she'ila haya roitzeh legarsha she'hari neda she'ina sarah chakiris chacham haya. Zera says that Rav Meir is not concerned with a vow that didn't require a chacham, because you know that he wanted a divorce her even without the vow, because the vow did not require chakiras chacham. Had he wanted to stay married, he would have annulled her vow. Amar b'Zera, teida lecha she'ila haya reitz legarsha shahari neda shlo yadu bo rabim haya. Zera says that Yehuda is not concerned with a vow that not many knew about it, because you know that he wanted a divorce her even without the vow, because not many knew about it, means it was not al das rabim. Had he wanted to stay married, he would have annulled it. Amar Blaza le'asu ela'asu zeh ela mipnei zeh. And the Mishnah said that Rav Blaza said we surveyed this, means a vow that does not need chakiras chacham, only due to this, which is a vow that needs chakiras chacham. V'din haya she'afilu neder she'usorah chakiras chacham yachzeh she'azokein oike es ha'neder me'ikarei. According to the letter of the law, even a vow that needs chakiras chacham, he returns her, because the Chacham uproots the vow from the beginning, it's as if she never vowed, so the get was mistaken, and she is still married. The Chacham enacted that he may not return her, that he will divorce unconditionally, lest she marry someone else, permit her vow, and transgress ish of ish and be mamzerim. Mipnei ma also neder she in tzarach hakiras chacham. Mipnei neder she tzarach hakiras chacham. Why did they forbid returning her in the case of a vow that did not need a hakiras chacham? He didn't divorce due to it because he could have annulled it. There's no concern. The answer is due to confusion with a vow that needs hakiras chacham. If he may remarry her in this case, people will come to remarry even in the first case, even though this is like a decree due to a decree, a chum decree due to the stringency of arayas and mamzerus. We come now to the next Mishnah, halacha ches. Amoites ishtem mishum islandis revudo imel leyachse. Revudo says that if one divorced his wife because she was an islandess, which means a woman who does not develop like a normal female, she can't conceive, he may not ever remarry her. A chachamim oimim yachse, with a chachamim say that he may remarry her. Nisus la'ache vayula bonim, bihi tovas ksubosa. Amoviuda oimel la shtikuseich yofim izbureich. Revudo says if she married someone else and had children and demands her ex-husband pay her ksuba, he tells her, your silence is better than your speech. The Gemara says, Tani, mivnei ma amu hamoitzi es ishtoi mishum islandis leyachse. The Gemara asks him, advisor, why did Chacham say that one who divorced his wife due to islandis, he may not remarry her? Shari hamoitzi es ishtoi mishum islandis, v'holcham nisis le'ache, v'yoldu v'menu bonim, v'amma ilu hayisi yoidea she ishti yoidledes, ilu hayo adam noisani v'ishti me'amana, ayisi megal she, v'nimsa get bottle v'avlad mamza. The Gemara answers that if one divorced his wife due to islandness and she went and remarried someone else and bore a child from him, then the first husband says, had I known that my wife can bear children, even had someone offered me 100 manas for my wife, I would not have divorced her. It turns out the get is bottle and the child is a mamzer. Due to this enactment that he knows that if he divorces her, she is forbidden to return to him, and he gives her an unconditional get in the beginning. Amu b'zeira, teide l'chal she'ila, ha'yaroitze l'garasha, shahari kamanoshim nesuim aynles, v'adei sheyesh lahem nachas ruach mehen mekayim loisam. Zeira says, you know that he wanted to divorce her, even not due to aynles, because many aynles marry, and because their husbands are pleased with them, they keep them. Yuda aymer lo yachzir v'adam akein. The Gemara asks, Yuda says, if she remarried and had children, your silence is better than your speech. He has left her ex-husband say that his divorce was mistaken. If he says he may not return her, surely he divorced her unconditionally. Amar Yochanan leis kav Rabbi Yehuda ela Rabbi Meir. The answer is, says Rabbi Yochanan, the text of the Mishnah should not say Rabbi Yehuda, it should rather say Rabbi Meir. Atani kein mishum Rabbi Meir, oim elashti kuseif yafe midiborech. And we have a support from advice in the name of Rabbi Meir when he tells her, your silence is better than your speech. We come now to the next Mishnah, it's Halacha Tes. Hamoichev abzmai ve'avbonov la'akum, ein poidin oisai, avapoidin es abonim la'acha nisus aviyim. If one sold himself and his children to Gentiles, we don't redeem him, but we redeem his children after he dies. Hamoichev adeir la'akum, v'chazor la'akum emenu yisrael, ha'lekech nevi bikurim, mifnei tikkuno elam. If one sold his field to Gentiles, and Esau brought it back from him, the buyer brings from it bikurim, which is the first fruits to ripen of the seven species, they give them to a kohen in the Mikdash, and this is for Tikkun HaOlam. And the Gemara says, Masnisa, b'shemocha atzmai v'shon abonim, mocha atzmai pam achat poidin oisei. The Gemara says, our Mishnah discusses the one who sold himself to Gentiles and repeated it. But if he sold himself once, we redeem him. Yemocha atzmai l'ludim, afilu pam achat ein poidin oisei. If he sold himself to ludim, which is cannibals, even once, we don't redeem him. Masa be'echad shemochet atzmai l'ludim, asa uvda kemi rabbi abo, ama ma na'ase mipnei chayav asa. A case occurred in which one sold himself to ludim. The case came in front of rabbi abo, and he said, well, what we do? He did so, meaning he sold himself to them for his sustenance, because he couldn't feed himself, and therefore we redeem him.